This is St. Louis Public Radio. More than 20% of Americans over the age of 65 are still in the workforce. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzan found, some work to stay active and involved in their communities, but others simply can't afford to retire.
Every day, Mike McLean services machines like this one. A 650-ton behemoth used to make plastic bins. It's hot, dirty work. At 66, McLean is the oldest mechanic at a plastics factory in Union, Missouri.
I get called Grandpa Geezer a lot.
He wasn't always a factory worker. McLean spent 20 years in telecommunications before he was laid off in 2009. After that, finding full-time work wasn't easy.
There's not a lot of companies that are out there beating the bushes looking for somebody in their late 60s to do anything, really. I mean, I couldn't even get a job as a Walmart greeter. Yeah, that felt pretty low.
Fortunately, he was able to draw on the knowledge he'd picked up as a kid, watching his dad fix up old cars. That helped him get a job as a factory mechanic. But those years of part-time work really set him back financially. Now he's not sure when or if he'll be able to retire. And that's been the case for most of his friends and family.
They worked until they couldn't work anymore. Some of them actually died on a job. For somebody to actually retire and travel and stuff like that, that's the Leave It to Beaver family that hardly anybody ever had.
McLean's situation is pretty common. Last year, about 20% of people over the age of 65 were either working or looking for a job. Some work because they have to. During the 2008 recession, retirement savings lost about $2.8 trillion. But Charles Gascon, a regional economist at the St. Louis Federal Reserve, points out that this trend started in the late 1990s, well before the recession hit.
Overall, the decision of more people over 65 to stay in the labor force and work, the recession was not an impetus for that.
Gascon says the reasons why people are working longer are complicated, but a big driver is longer life expectancy.
At age 65, they're saying, okay, I'm going to live to 85 or 90. That changes how much money you think you're going to need. And then you say to yourself, okay, I've got 30 years now. What am I going to do for the next 30 years? And they decide to continue to work.
Beyond economics, there are also some positive reasons why older people decide to stay in the workforce. Nancy Morrow-Howell is a professor of social work at Washington University. She says work also brings meaning and purpose to a person's life.
There's only so much leisure and watching TV and reading. That only goes so far where there's a yearning for a daily structure, for there's a reason to get out of bed.
Baldwin resident Alan Nissenbaum understands that feeling. The 67-year-old used to co-own a company that brought entertainment machines like Pac-Man and pinball to St. Louis businesses on revenue sharing.
I was in my mid-50s when I retired, and there is quite a bit of time to fill when you retire.
Now Nissenbaum works as a substitute teacher as a way to stay active. He says he tries to encourage his students to continue their education beyond high school, and he likes to give them tips for getting their first jobs, like having a firm handshake.
I try and get invested with real skin in the game as far as being interested in their futures.
Nissenbaum says he plans to keep working as long as he's able. I'm Shayla Farzan, St. Louis Public Radio.